All right, I'd like to call this Monday, November the 6th, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming out today. If everyone, please stand with me and recite the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's all bow for a word of prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for the day that you've given us. We thank you for all those that are here today, Lord. We just ask that everything that's said and done here today is pleasing to you, and that you give us the wisdom to make the decisions that we should make. We ask all this in the most precious, loving name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the public meeting agenda?
Yes, sir, there are. We need to adopt a resolution designating a resident agent for the Garrett County Sanitary District.
All right, any questions about that? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the public agenda as amended?
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. The agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, questions about the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Minutes approved by mutual consent. First item on the agenda, the Garrett County Purchasing Department, a couple of awards. Gentlemen?
So good afternoon, gentlemen. We have three agenda items for your consideration today. The first of which is an engineering contract for the Hoyts Run Water Treatment Plant that was advertised on October 3rd. The proposals were actually due on October 3rd. A total of 7 responses were received by the 2 p.m. deadline. A 5-member selection panel reviewed those proposals, narrowed it down to 3 firms, which were the shortlisted firms, consisting of RK&K, Gwynn Dobson and Foreman, and Bucart Horn, Inc. At that point, we evaluated the costs. After reviewing that, in addition to the evaluation summary, the selection committee was recommending that the commissioners approve the award to Rummel, Klepper, and Kale out of Kaiser, West Virginia. Total engineering cost $102,000. And along with that, there's geotechnical services, if we need it, up for $7,500. Inspection services are $80 per hour. We do have a past working relationship with RK&K, so we did not check their references. We've been very pleased with the service that they provide to the county. They're anticipating 120 calendar days till we get to the bidding phase for the project. That's preliminary design through bidding. Construction is anticipated to begin in June of 18. Any questions on that?
Would this contract be awarded? When would it be awarded? When we get final approval of the water appropriation permit, or is it awarded before we get the permit, or how's that going to work?
It can be separate from the permit, so we can award it now and get started with it before we get the permit.
And do we have any obligation if we...
There's no obligation to construct the project if we don't get the permit.
But for the design, will we incur... My question is, if we... You see what I'm asking? Mm-hmm. If we sign the contract and then something happens unexpectedly and we wouldn't get the permit, are we obligated then under the terms of the contract?
I mean, we would be obligated for the services rendered to date, to that point, you know, to whatever.
Which is up to them to provide information in terms of the expenditures they've made on that project, yeah, up to that point.
Correct. Yes, we ran into that on a couple of other engineering contracts that didn't move forward. We were responsible up until any lost profit on those additional phases to come.
Yeah, so not to beat it to death, but at that point,
we can terminate.
But there would be very little expense would be incurred.
We're anticipating word on the permit within the month. November, sometime in November, possibly. They wouldn't have very much work underway before.
Yeah, I'm sorry to take so much time, but so would it make sense to award the contract after we get the permit, is what I'm saying? I'm just asking, that's all.
I would rather go ahead with it now.
Okay.
If it's okay with you guys.
I mean, the preliminary design phase is broken out as $46,600. I mean, I'm assuming that's going to be the first initializing phase. Mm-hmm. put the design together. So that helps you their comfort level a little bit. I mean, it's about half of the contract, but again, we would know early on.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for your patience.
Any other questions on engineering services for Hoy's Run? Let's take the next one together.
The next engineering contract, this is for the McHenry-Thayerville Water System Connection Project. Again, we accepted proposals on October 3rd. A total of 4 responses were received by the 2 p.m. deadline, followed the same process. A 5-member selection committee reviewed the proposals, shortlisted it down to 3 firms, A. Morton Thomas, Dewberry, and Arcane K. At that time, we opened the costs, reviewed them. Based on that information, the recommendation from the selection committee is to award a contract to A. Morton Thomas and Associates out of Rockville, Maryland. Total fee for engineering services of $130,860. We do have a past working relationship with A. Morton Thomas. They did the watershed work for us a year or so ago, so we did not contact references because we were pleased with their work. RK&K is anticipating 270 calendar days. I'm sorry, A. Morton Thomas is anticipating 270 calendar days for preliminary design through the bidding phase. And again, construction here is supposed to occur sometime in August of 2018. That's our projection at this point in time. Any questions on that?
I just appreciate the way you all work together to kind of bring this project forward on the timeline to accelerate it. So thank you for that.
Any other questions on the engineering services contracts? Hearing none, do I have a motion to accept the bid from RK&K for RFP number 17-1003HR and the bid from A. Morton Thomas and Associates for RFP number 17-1003MT as recommended by the purchasing department?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. The bid rejection.
Yes, sir. The last one we have for you is rejection for all bids for contractual snow removal services. Bid number 17-1019SR. Bids were advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, October 19, 2017. Bid packets were requested from 9 bidders with 7 bid services. Only 1 response was received. That bid tab was attached for your reference. And after reviewing the bids for compliance with administrative requirements and based on feedback from the roads, facilities maintenance and county administrator recommendations to reject all bids for snow removal services for the 6 lots that were advertised. That will be spread out among the roads department and facilities maintenance to do the plowing. We'll do it internally then.
Questions? All right, do we have a motion to reject bids for number 17-1019SR?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Next up is the amended piece of the agenda. This is resolution number 2017-10. In regard to authorizing the designation of a resident agent for Garrett County Sanitary District, the resolution reads, whereas Article 24, Title 1, Section 110 of the Annotated Code of Maryland requires that a local entity of the state of Maryland, including a political subdivision, designate a resident agent for the purpose of service of process on the local entity in any action, suit, or proceedings that is pending, filed, or instituted against that local entity. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Garrett County Commissioners that the explanation set forth above is incorporated as a substantive provision of this resolution, and 2, that Kevin G. Knoll, County Administrator, be and is hereby designated as resident agent for the Garrett County Sanitary District. Are there any questions on the resolution? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve resolution number 2017-10? Naming Kevin as the agent for this.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations.
Yeah, Kevin. Congratulations.
Just what I need. Thank you.
Quite a pay raise.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is the update by the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Sarah Duck, our Director of Tourism and Marketing, is actually going to provide the update on our FY18 marketing plan and the efforts and give you some analysis and trends and also to show you how well the tourism is doing in the county so far. I will just briefly mention the 50th Annual Autumn Glory Festival went very well. Thank you all for the great weather. I hope you'll continue to provide that by your elected officials. It's with it being the 50th anniversary, I think that the additional commemorative actions that took place really helped to memorialize it. So thank you all for your support and for everybody who was there.
Thank you.
Sarah, it's all yours.
All right. So I'm going to give you guys a brief overview of our tourism marketing plan for Garrett County. We focus our advertising in a number of different areas. DC area, including suburbs of Northern Virginia and Maryland. Also Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Columbus, Ohio. We target our advertising buys to adults ages 25 to 64, but we skew that towards women who are the vacation decision makers with household incomes of $75,000 plus. We also target our ads to high household income areas. The Washington, D.C. region is home to 9 of the top 20 counties in the nation with the highest household incomes. We run print ads. We definitely cut them back. We cut them back this year in FY18, which began on July 1st, to just publications that garner visitor guide requests. So if we get visitor guide requests from that publication, we still do print ads in them. Those include Southern Living, Ladies Home Journal, Family Circle, Food Network, and Rachel Ray, Every Day with Rachel Ray. We also purchase television advertising. We do two-week flights of 15 and 30-second spots. Those run every fall, winter, and spring. These are some of the channels that we run on. We skew towards women 35 to 64 with household incomes of $75,000 plus. And we've heard from a number of people who have heard or seen our TV commercials, and I'm actually going to show you one of our TV commercials we ran this past spring. It was a new commercial this year. We had the same one for about 3 years, so this was a new one that ran this past summer.
Make your summer vacation memorable. Visit Garrett County and Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, and see why it's one of the Mid-Atlantic's best destinations. The area's natural beauty is the perfect spot for days full of activities or just relaxing. Your perfect vacation is just 3 hours from the Washington, D.C. area. Your Deep Creek experience awaits at visitdeepcreek.com.
So we actually just finished running our fall commercials, and we anticipate running our winter commercials again in December and January. We also run billboards and banner ads. These allow us to target high household income areas. We can pick specific metro stations in the Washington, D.C. area to pick certain demographics. This banner ad ran in winter at the Metro Center station, and we also buy floor stickers. So if you're looking at your phone, avoiding eye contact as people do down in the city, you're going to see our floor sticker because you're looking down, and you can't help but notice it as you're going through the station. We also purchase ads on 20 buses in the DC region. Again, we can target these buys in specific areas. So we buy a number of them in Northern Virginia, where the bulk of the high household income counties are located. We also buy them in the suburbs of Maryland and also in DC. And we had one person say that they saw it and they posted about it on Facebook. And actually, someone sent us in a photo of one of our ads that ran in May. We also run billboards. This is a billboard on 95 in Baltimore near Camden Yards, and also a billboard in Pittsburgh that is targeted to high household incomes in the Pittsburgh area. We also buy plenty of online and mobile ads. Some of the websites that we run on are the Washington Post, TripAdvisor. We do a lot with Google AdWords, Baltimore Sun, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Food Network, things like that. And we buy a lot of social media advertising. We've had a great response from Facebook. And in the last couple of years, we expanded to Twitter and Instagram. We actually get such a high click-through rate on Twitter that we actually increased our buy with them this fiscal year. So new this year, this past summer, we actually filmed a virtual reality, 360 virtual reality tour throughout Garrett County. And this includes a minute and a half intro video to the county, and also includes interactive photos and videos of 15 different county sites, and it's featured on our website. And we actually will get a VR headset that we can take to travel shows so people can view it if they've never been to the area to kind of see what it's like. And I'm actually going to show you part of that experience. Now, so I think. There we go. So this is on our website. You can watch the intro video. Can I hit play on this, Nathaniel?
Try it in the spacebar.
Okay.
I'll jump in.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. There you go. So this is basically a 360 degree, so you can move it around and see what's going on. So the whole video is 360 degree. So that's the intro video, and then after you watch that, you can actually go to one of 15 different sites from around the county and look at a 360 degree photo and actually watch videos like this one that come to life. So you can watch activities, and you can also, some of the sites have a person that
comes
to life.
We're at the beach at Deep Creek Lake, and people should come here because our days are warm, but our nights are really cool. And you can still play on the beach, you can swim in the water. You can kayak and paddleboard, and there's no jellyfish and no sharks at our beach.
So we also have photos that we can add at the bottom so people can see alternate views if they want of that site and that location. And we can also upload videos, photos, things like that. So there's Yakagati River, Muddy Creek Falls, Farmers Market, Downtown Oakland, Simon Pierce. We also have videos embedded in some of them where you can watch, say, glass blowing at Simon Pierce. So we launched that at the end of September, and since we launched that, we've had nearly 1,900 people have used the experience with an average of 9 minutes and 40 seconds on the tour. And the most popular stops have been the beach at Deep Creek Lake State Park, Yakagati River, Casimir River Bridge State Park, and Muddy Creek Falls.
And Sarah, what's the average time someone normally spends just on a web page?
Oh, a little less than 2 minutes, if that. So yeah, it definitely gets them engaged, gets them interested. So fiscal year 17, which was July 1st of last year through June 30th of this year, was the highest accommodation sales record year on record, with over $44 million in collections. That was a 6.9% increase, or $2.9 million, over the fiscal year prior. This fiscal year, which started July 1st, we only have the numbers through September 2017, but so far we have a 5.9% increase in lodging, or $1.1 million, over last year. Since FY10, fiscal year Garrett County accommodation sales have increased 48% to over $44 million. Heads on beds for 2017 are currently up 14.3%. 2016, they were up 13.8%. We've had a 57% increase in our visitor guide requests. Part of that is due to Food Network. That was a new co-op that we did this year, and we've had great success with that. Garrett County state sales tax collections, 2016 was a 2.3% increase. 2017, thus far, is a 1.9% increase. Our website, visitdeepcreek.com, it's where all of our advertising points to. It's where everybody finds out information about what we do. Our visitors for 2017 are currently up 8.5%. We've had a 66% increase in visitors between 2014 and 2016, which is just astounding. Over 500,000 people annually visit the site. 70% of those people are new visitors to our website who are learning about the area for the first time. And Garrett County tourism sales tax revenues are actually growing at a faster clip than the state of Maryland. Garrett County tourism sales tax revenues were up 6.8% last fiscal year. It was 4.1% for Maryland. Lodging sales were up 8.7%, and Maryland saw 6%, and restaurant sales as well. And Garrett County actually tied with St. Mary's County for the highest increase in the state for tourism sales tax revenues. And due to those increases, particularly in lodging, we get a grant from the Maryland Office of Tourism based on these numbers, and our grant actually grew to the seventh highest in the state. So that's what's going on at the chamber. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you very much.
Good job.
There you go, Bob.
All right, next up on the agenda, we have a presentation on the Culture of Health Awards. And I'll invite Bob and his team up.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Scott McGreevy. I'm the Director of Marketing, Public Relations, and Grant Development for Garrett Regional Medical Center. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Culture of Health Prize, which I'm sure all of you have heard that Garrett County won this year. It's been a journey to get to the point where we actually got the prize. It started last year at the Maryland Rural Health Conference, which was just about a year ago. And one of the keynote speakers was someone from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and they were commenting that no community in Maryland had ever won the Culture of Health Prize. And I happened to be sitting between Rodney Glotfelty and Mark Bucow, both of whom looked at me, because I write what I do, and said, we need to apply for that. So that started the process. So we got through the first phase, this journey involved a plethora of organizations in this community. And one of the things I really learned about Garrett County is how collaborative it is here. And I think everybody kind of knows that on some fundamental level, but they might not think about it a whole lot. And this Culture of Health Prize and the process we went through to get this Culture of Health Prize really illuminated that. And really, I think, made a lot of people think about it who normally just sort of take it for granted, because I live in Allegheny County, and I can tell you what you guys have going on here is not going on there. It's nowhere close. And I've been really shocked at some of the really fabulous things going on in Garrett County. And the Culture of Health Prize is really all about this community working together for the betterment of everybody. It's not just about the lake. It's not just about Oakland. It's not just about another community, Crelin. It's about all of those communities working in tandem and making things better for the people who live here. And we, on top of all the really great videos we have through the chamber now, which I gotta say are really catchy and work well, one of the things that we're going to share with you today, Bob Stevens and I, is the video that Robert Wood Johnson did for our community. And we can use this video. It's a little longer than your 2 minute or your shorter videos, it's 10 minutes. But it's really engrossing, and it really captures the spirit of Garrett County, and it's something that we can use. Businesses can use it, the county government can use it, the chamber can use it to promote ourselves and really sort of show the world this is what Garrett County is. And when we were going through the application process, we had several meetings with a bunch of agencies all talking about how they were all working together. And so I kind of was putting a puzzle together. And my biggest helper was Bob. He was my go-to guy. I was constantly calling him and saying, no, how does this program work with the health department? And what are you guys doing here? So he really helped me make sense of everything. So when we were going through that application process, that was sort of actually an example of the collaboration that takes place here, but on a really mini scale. So I guess we'll watch the video now.
Well, I'll just say a couple things before we do that. Thanks, Kimmy Scott. So the presentation really is about all the great things that are happening in Garrett County, and it's very humbling to be here as kind of the two of us, but the other people in the room, because this is, really reflects the work that's been done over quite a few years, probably over 20 years, just different things that are happening. And it again, it recognized communities that have gone the extra mile for health and wellness. We have some people that are with us today. There were so many people that helped with either providing content for what Kimmy Scott was putting together. During the site visit, we had visitors that they met with people in groups. They went to different sites that were highlighted. Then when they came back, they looked at, they did photography here and wrote and did some write-ups and different things like that. And so I'd like everybody who was in some way to kind of stand up. If you know you're in the video or you were interviewed or gave a tour, and I would say we had two of our tour guides here, so please stand up, because this is really, I just want to recognize people. And I want to say that when we had our tour, when they were here for the community, okay, that we, when they did the community tour, we were a little nervous until we got to one site visit where they had our two youngest tour guides out of Crellin Elementary School. And after they did that site visit, we just said, we won this award. So they really helped out. But one thing to focus on, and we're going to show the 10-minute video. They kept telling us they had 8-minute videos. Everybody, all the other communities had 8-minute videos. We had a 10-minute video. They were cramming stuff into ours, I think. But what I like to talk about is that this is the recognizes the fact that we have these different programs, different things that are highlighted in the community where we've gone the extra mile. And so what's behind the scenes are all those great things that we do every day. We have people that are, you know, working in the hospital and the school system and social services and the business community, and they do great things, but this is the kind of thing that sets us apart. And so what I like to talk about sometimes is to say, this is kind of the cherry on the top of the ice cream sundae. It really, the ice cream sundae is, that's the part I like, but the cherry on the top is what really kind of brings the focus. And so that's what's in this video. It really shows some of the things that make us unique and stand out, and that's why we got the award. So Nathaniel, I'm a little nervous about this, but it says closed program. Is that the last program?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to close that and then hit this. Nope, that didn't work. Hit the space bar. That didn't work.
Really important here. I appreciate it.
Okay.
This, there we go. While I'm here,
I'll turn this on.
Garrett County, Maryland sits on the eastern edge of the Appalachian Mountains.
A little too loud.
Home to the state's largest freshwater lake, it boasts a thriving tourism industry. Yet many of the county's 33,000 residents live in isolated communities, work in low-paying seasonal jobs, and struggle with intergenerational poverty. To bridge this gap, Garrett County has learned to rely on its greatest asset, its people.
Wheels on wheels!
A caring community that has united to reduce disparities in health, housing, and education, creating a culture of health for all its residents.
As a community, we don't look at our success based on how the upper 10% of the population lives, or even the upper 50%, but what's our lower percent of the population, those people who are living in poverty, what's their life like?
I think this community has something special because the well-being of individuals affects everyone throughout the county, and so it's in everyone's interest to support that.
People see there's a need, and they don't wait for someone else to do something about it.
the two-generation initiative is focused primarily on the idea that we're working both with the adult and children simultaneously, because children do better as their families do better, and vice versa.
If they're working with a child that's in Head Start, they wrap services around the entire family, trying to make sure that that family has the resources in order to pull themselves out of poverty.
We have so many families who don't have the means to travel outside of their communities, so we had to find a way to get to them and to help them any way we could.
Wow, Centralization Desmond, when they were finished, wow!
Learning Beyond the Classroom is an outreach program. It's a bus that we've retrofitted into a mobile classroom, and we travel around Garrett County to 10 different communities. We educate them on nutrition, provide them with healthy food. We do school readiness activities.
Holy smokes, that's right!
Provide opportunities for families to have social time with other families and kids as well. So through doing this, it just provides them with so many resources and so many connections. If we meet a family and they have a need, we will do anything we can to address that need.
Housing is one of the areas that Garrett County Community Action is really focused on. We really believe that housing should not be categorized by a label called low-income housing or public housing. And so we have designed it and we try to maintain it in a way that makes it a part of the community.
I'm low-income and I'm elderly, and I knew I would never be able to afford a home of my own again. They were able to get me started on an independent living situation here at Meadows, and that's amazing.
We focus a lot on homeownership housing. The county has said, we'll give you money for down payment assistance if you use that to try to bring and attract younger families to the county.
You'll have a realtor come and explain contracts.
So we've run an extensive homeownership program for first-time homebuyers and people moving into the county that's resulted in over 400 first-time homebuyers.
Thank you for coming today. What we're going to talk about is My Garrett County. So,
the Garrett County Planning Tool is an innovative approach to improve equity and build capacity, all things related to health.
There are a couple different ways to get involved. The first one is a community forum. That's basically where you can openly discuss any issues, concerns, or even talk about solutions that you have for the community. And this is all based on our community needs assessment.
And it helps because we can look at our results and measure those outcomes. And over time, compare and see what programs are more effective, be able to change up if we need to, so that we're doing the best work that we can.
A culture of health really has to do with what a community does. It's looking at those things in the environment that allow a person to live healthy. Having access to fresh fruits and vegetables, being able to exercise, being able to take care of themselves.
The issues facing the Appalachian community, of course, are obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes is huge in this area. And I think all of those things combined can be affected by people being active. There was a debate over whether money should be put into the rec center or put into expanding a regional jail. After a very hot debate, the center was built. Our signature program is called the I Can Swim program. Every kindergartner in the county comes here for 1 week of swim instruction at no charge to the individual student or to the Board of Education. If we could save one life through that swim instruction, whatever the cost would be worth it.
Times, any of you, just by a show of hands, know somebody that's passed away from an overdose?
We have a drug-free communities coalition that for over 10 years has been working on tobacco prevention, marijuana prevention, alcohol prevention, opioid prevention.
If you see a friend or loved one, all right, and they're going down this path, they're using us, what are you going to do on them if you love them? You're going to snitch on them, right? That's the right thing to do.
We've invested highly in our community in prevention activities. We have great outpatient treatment and recovery coaches who work with individuals. The recovery coaches are people who have had an addiction themselves, and that's that That's the only way we can get ahead of this epidemic that is really sweeping the country. It's a long, hard slog, but we have had a lot of success.
Cancer is one of the leading causes of death in Garrett County. We live in such a rural area that in order to get treatment, patients would have to travel about an hour, either east or west, of our hospital in order to seek treatment. So we were finding that many people were delaying treatment or they were not getting treatment at all. Patients now come to us. They are able to see a surgeon in this area. They see our oncologist. They receive all of their cancer therapies in this area. Being able to have their treatment here has been life-changing for many patients.
I am a community health worker. Some patients are part of the well-patient program. We do home visits with them to make sure they have everything they need, education, transportation, medications, I mean, pretty much anything someone needs, we try to get them.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi.
How are your sugars doing?
Pretty good, really. I always call you if I need transportation.
I know.
Yeah, because you're the only one I know for sure is going to check on it and make sure I have a ride.
And I think that us being community health workers, you know, calling to follow up, it makes people feel like someone cares. And I think that's very beneficial to this community.
In the fall of 2006, we started the Garrett County Scholarship Program. And under that program, every kid that graduated from high school in Garrett County was eligible to go to Garrett College 2 years tuition free.
The Garrett County Scholarship Program was extremely beneficial for me because it provided me with a lot of resources that I wouldn't have been able to achieve on my own.
In 2010, we expanded the scholarship program to include what I would call trades to help prepare those people for a better paying job. At the time that we implemented this, we were the only county in the United States that offered a program like this.
Prelin is an absolutely amazing elementary school, and that's kind of indicative of a lot of the schools around the county.
People see it as a model school because we have such unique programs. We're not just thinking outside the box, we sort of live outside the box. Focus is truly on the kids and what they need. So in the agriculture program, the kids are responsible for feeding the animals, watering the animals, all of it.
All right, here we go. That's your
reason. Building character, you're building that work ethic. That every day, regardless what the weather's like, those animals need fed, the barn needs cleaned out. So they put on their ponchos or their snow pants and out they come.
That's a good thought. Actually, potatoes are something a little different.
The whole idea in teaching the whole nutrition and the whole farm to table is because it's teaching them how to conserve and how to be sustainable, how to take care of yourself. I think it starts here. It starts at this young age.
I'm very optimistic about the future of Garrett County. Everybody truly believes in what we're trying to achieve here in Garrett County. We're really trying to improve life for folks through any means possible.
It's a lot of people working together. It's a lot of coordination. It's a lot of collaboration. It's going beyond what's expected. That's what happened in Garrett County.
So as much as we plan, I did not plan this correctly. The award is actually sitting on that side of the room. I'm on this side of the room. But Kevin was one of the group that came to Garrett County or came to Princeton to receive the award. And so we have this award that we'd like to give to the county, as well as we have some replicas that we'll be able to give out to a lot of our partner agencies. There's a couple things I would like you to do, and first of all, just understand that it's not a destination, it's a commencement. It represents the commitment that we're going to continue to do this kind of hard work to make Garrett County a better place to live, work, learn, and just really thrive. And I'd like to encourage everybody to join. We have a group that's on our Garrett County, mygarrettcounty.com, that has a lot of these resources. And Shelly is back there. She's trying to prompt me. She's afraid I'm going to forget. She has these cards, I think, that maybe she'll be able to hand out that say, that's for GarrettCounty.com. There's a site on there that's for Culture of Health. If you go there, it has this media as well as lots of other media, hundreds of pictures, a lot of print media that's also available, and it can be all used in any way that we really want to promote the county. Now, the other thing I'd like to say is that there's a community celebration that's really going to be the next step of this, which is January 18th. It's going to be at the CARC. We hope to engage more people in order to do that, to bring more partners on board, to get more people involved in this whole process of a culture of health. And as part of that, we're also going to have a section where the CARC is going to be open up to families to kind of enjoy the recreation there, because physical fitness is a big piece of culture of health. And we're also hoping to, we're working with Mountain Laurel Medical Center, who they do a food giveaway, and we're trying to organize that so we'd also be able to address the food insecurity issue that we sometimes have here. And so I'd just like to thank everybody here for everything everyone does in the community to allow us to win a prize like this. And there's also a little brief, there's some refreshments in the hall. So after the official meeting's over here, you can go out there and enjoy some of the refreshments.
Thank you very much.
It's good to see you got Mr. Gleifelder back out of retirement to come out today. Huh?
He was a big part of this, a huge part of this.
So. Congratulations, Kimmy and Bob. Thank you all that worked on this. It's I think it's a great honor for Garrett County. So, thank you all.
And as Bob said, at the conclusion of the meeting here, there will be a reception right out in the hallway here, and everybody's welcome to attend. All right, that brings us to the close of the business agenda. We're now out of time for public question and comment. Does anybody have any comments today? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.